very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello and welcome back to your favorite figure skating podcast, where we talk about all things that make us kiss, make us cry, make us watch the opening ceremonies, the team event, and get a spray tan, the run through. I'm one of your hosts, Ashley Wagner, joined by Adam Rifon and non-Olympic champion Sarah Hughes.
The energy level post-opening ceremony is clearly through the roof, through the roof.
It is.
Adam just got back from opening ceremony.
I did just get back. It was beautiful. It was great. Before I left for the ceremony, so I actually didn't get to see a lot of the team event today because I was doing a segment today on Omega, the official timekeeper of the Olympic Games.
Oh, good to know.
You're very welcome. They are not the timekeeper of the run through because if they had anything to say about some of these episodes, they'd go wrap it up.
Yeah. we're dropping this.
Yeah. But I
yeah, this episode would be ending now.
Yeah,
they like, all right. I think we've seen it.
Photo
enough.
Finish.
Yeah.
Do you know that they take 40,000 photos a second when it goes to the like the photo finish?
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know if you need that many to figure out who wins a race.
Sometimes,
and the crowd goes silent.
Do you remember the 100 meter dash, the men's 100 meter in Paris was like,
yes,
really, they had to just sit on that one shot that they got at the right fraction of a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, won't be making that mistake again.
Before I left for the opening ceremony today, I stopped by like, there was like a red carpet thing. And the person right in front of me, like we're kind of waiting in line and she turns around and she's like, "Hi, I'm Michelle." And I looked at her and I was like, she looks so familiar. And I'm trying to like run through like the skaters I know that are like named Michelle really quickly.
It's Michelle Kwan.
It's Michelle Yeoh. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, Michelle. I'm like, I love your work.
Wait, it's actually Michelle Yeoh?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were bantering with me at that point. Okay.
No.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was like, I love your hat. And she pulled me in close. She grabs me by the arm and she goes, I'm having a bad hair day. I said, you'd never know.
You are someone who brings out honesty in people. Like, people confide in you.
Yeah, whether they're Michelle Yeoh or they're Michelle Kwan, they are going to tell me something that they won't tell to the public, but I'll tell it to the public.
Wait, I need to look this up because it's the end of my day.
You can tell everyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Michelle Yeoh.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're...
Oh!
Yes.
I know that's what it's the end of my day, and I'm not a good like names person.
But like, she looks like a skater.
She sounds
like she's 5 feet tall. She's in great shape. She looks like she could have been in Nagano.
Yeah.
For anyone else that isn't good at name recognition, so I'm saying this more for myself, she was like the starring actress in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she was the teacher in Wicked, and she's been in a ton of stuff.
Oh, that would probably be what she's better known for.
No, I don't know. I mean, Michelle Yeoh has done a million
everything.
Things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything.
She's great.
Well, she didn't do her hair this morning.
She was my favorite character in Memoirs of a Geisha.
Oh, yeah.
She was like the teacher.
Didn't do her hair.
Yeah.
But I thought I'm interested of your perspective of watching the opening ceremony. But it was, I will say, they kind of wheeled Mariah Carey out there. and they wheeled her right back.
It seemed like that. Like, yeah. She de-thawed for a second, and they put her right back into her little ice chamber.
Yeah, and I have a joke that I'm going to repeat, I'm sure, when I talk about this again. So I'm just, like, I'm workshopping it right here.
Yeah, try it here.
But when... Thank you, Ashley. But when I could see her, like, getting out there on stage, and it's, like, a team of, like, 10 people holding her dress, like, from all angles, and both of her arms... Like, it's like
she's Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah. It's like Weekend at Bernie's. Like, it's just like, okay. they're bringing her out there. And then when they carry, like, they bring her off, it just, I kept thinking to myself, I'm like, she looks like, you know, an injured player on the field of play. And yeah. It just looks
the field
like
of play being the opening ceremony stage.
No, just walk it off, Mariah. Walk it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, she came and she went. I was like, by the time we got to the middle, like, by the time we got to, like, Andorra, I was like, she's halfway back to New York, certainly.
1,000% she's on a PJ going anywhere but Italy.
Exactly.
Straight back to Jersey.
Oh, my God. She wasn't going to. She was at Milan Malpensa International. The second that those high notes were playing over the loudspeaker.
Right, because the girl was not singing those.
The strings that were holding her arms up actually just airlifted her directly to the airport.
Oh my God, yes.
She was out of there.
It's so funny.
But I mean, like, she's incredible. She's amazing. Yeah. But they did wheel her in, wheel her out. Andre Bocelli, Nessun
Dorma. I have a bone to pick.
Oh.
Not with Andre.
You're making it sound wrong. That you're not leading into your point the way that you want
to
be.
No, he was the most incredible part of the show. What was it like to hear him live?
Oh, my God.
Did you cry? I told Sarah, because she wasn't able to watch it, that she would have cried.
Yes. It's like you try to strike the perfect balance of, like, get off of your fucking phone and, like, live in this moment.
Right. Be present. Yeah. And also remember this forever to document it.
Exactly. And so I found the perfect balance of holding my phone at chest level so that, like, I wasn't staring at the screen.
Clutching your heart.
Yes. I had technology close to my heart.
Well, it's always close to mine.
Exactly. I mean,
wait, Ashley,
nothing
tell us your bone.
Oh, thank you so much, Sarah.
Yeah.
The bone is that was the highlight of the entire thing for me. And it made no sense musically, choreographically, like show sequence wise, that by the time he was hitting that final note, that the Olympic torch wasn't being lit. That,
agreed.
I do not understand why, if you have Bocelli singing for you and then you don't utilize him at the end of your show, no offense to the fucking amazing opera woman that came in and sang. She was great. Mm-hmm. But like, or the, I don't even know who it was, but it was, they're playing like,
Twilight?
From Twilight.
Yeah. Actually,
as they're lighting.
Yeah. And Kosternai is there lighting the flame.
Mm-hmm.
My dream.
Yeah,
came true.
Like, come on. It just makes so much more sense. And then you light it and these, like, the flame is like, it looks like I went over and, like, turned on the light switch to my, like, fireplace in a hotel room, and then the flame comes up.
I haven't, like, seen the flame because I left. I decided Andre was the end. And I went,
that's the right thing to do. No, I'm leaving now. This is the end. No, it looks like an automatic fireplace.
It looks like the eye of Sauron.
That is also true. Wait, no, Sarah, you had a better comparison.
Oh, yeah. And it also, okay, so it's like, Adam, it's basically like, you know how, like, for the children's toy where it's like a collapsible ball that is like a web, right? And like,
I know
then
exactly
you pull
what you're
it
saying.
Out mm-hmm. and it's mm-hmm. like a, you know, a cage.
It's giving more
ball.
Women in STEM.
It looks it looks exactly like that, except they lit it up. And in the inside of the ball, there is a smaller, like, glass looking ball where the flame is, but the flame is only coming up halfway, so it's kind of like you're looking into, like, the pilot light in your house. But it's like, it reminded me of, did you ever watch that movie as a kid, the, like, What was the little toaster that could? And they
were all afraid of the little toaster.
Furnace. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the furnace that was scary?
Yeah.
It looks like that.
And the furnace is actually Italian. It's Smeg. So.
And the furnace actually, that furnace grew up to be the Eye of Sauron, which not many people know that.
And is the flame in Cortina?
They have two
There's
flames.
There's multiple.
Okay.
But they just like, it wasn't clear if the actual torch lit the flame or not, which like, let's be real, that's never actually what happens. But like, there's at least a little bit more fanfare and illusion about how like the torch actually is responsible for lighting it. It kind of looked like they just held it near Eye of Sauron, and
like
then all
that.
Of a sudden it was like,
okay, understood. I mean, I did it because the way I, my angle of like where Andre Bocelli was, they were walking down with the flame. And for 1 second, I know that this is an insane thing to think, but for 1 second,
you thought he was lighting the flame?
No, I thought that because he was all in black. I thought, I thought they were gonna light him on fire.
What? You thought he was wearing one of those flame retardant suits?
For once, it was a long day. It was a long day, but they were marching.
And then they'll
up
just suspend him in the ball on fire for the duration of games. For 2 weeks. He is. The
I
flame.
Could just see it in 1 second. I was like. Platform is gonna rise. Andre Bocelli is on fire.
Oh my god!
And as soon as they walked past him, I was like, "No, of course they were gonna do that. They were gonna. They need to walk that to Cortina for the pilot light."
Yep.
Oh well, that was opening ceremony.
Yes,
ceremony.
But there was
ceremony singular
ceremony. Yes,
there's Sarah's... one opening, one closing, and there are two total ceremonies
and two flames
and two flames and two host cities.
Absolutely. And they kept calling it like the first distant games. That was something. Could you hear that?
The first a what?
Distant winter games, where it was like
two cities. Okay.
It's the first time they've had two cities as co-hosts of the winter games. So,
I mean, because it's like not the first time that the winter games have existed in two cities, but
no, but we just didn't acknowledge it, and there's there's no not
I
acknowledging
think this is,
it this time.
Right.
Maybe the furthest apart that it's been, though. Like, it's not like Salt Lake City and Park City. Do you know what I mean? It's like, Cortina's very far and very, like, completely separate of Milan. So, speaking of Milan, the team event started today.
Yeah, wow.
It did. Welcome to the team event episode.
Figure skating team event started today.
Yeah, 15 minutes in, we will...
Yeah, welcome to our episode about the team event.
It was either like a comment or a tweet, and someone was like, I think they were saying it positively, like, love that it takes you 20 minutes to get into like a skating conversation. Mm-hmm. And I'm reading it as a positive. And then someone responded to that, and they're like, yeah, they're awful at podcasting.
What do you think a podcast is? This is an NPR. What do you expect? What do you want?
It's well established that we are not CNN on this podcast.
No.
And also, a podcast is just talking, by the way.
Yeah. Right.
It's just people recording themselves talking, which we are doing right now.
I loved it. It made me laugh. Yeah, what an exciting day. So just to kind of briefly recap, we had the ice dance event start up. Then we went right into the pairs, finished up with the women. Team USA is currently sitting in first place.
Mm-hmm.
Woo-woo.
Only by two
Woo-hoo.
Points over Japan, though. And it's 25-23. And then Italy's in third,
Italy.
Georgia's in fourth, Canada's in fifth, France is in sixth, and Canada and France are pretty close together. So that cutoff for the final five is going to be dramatic.
Very.
This is my favorite thing. The cutoff for the final five is coming down to the one and only Kevin Amoz. And that is going to be dramatic no matter what happens.
Oh yeah.
No, he's gonna skate the program of his life.
I agree, because I think
I feel like he is.
I think so too. Well, I'm worried that that's gonna be the program of his life, and so after that
And then,
once you've done the best.
We don't know if he'll make it to the free skate at that point. Yeah, I get
but not a guarantee.
He's bound to have a good skate, like a, like an excellent skate here.
Greatness will grace him.
Yeah, it is so funny that they're like, yeah, that Europeans went so well. You do the short program.
Yeah. Yeah, let's re-rack that. Let's just run that back.
Let's see what happens. Could be fun.
It will be.
No, I think that's poetic. I think it's cinematic.
Yes.
And it's the men's event that we deserve. Because I feel like for the most part, like we know what Ilya is going to do. And then after that, it's like, well, we need something else to be really looking forward to other than Yuma. But like, what's going to happen?
I know. I mean, didn't Ilya come out with his planned program?
Yes.
Was released today.
Yes.
And he is.
I mean, we'll see if he sticks to it. Yeah, go ahead, Adam.
He's at this moment in time planning quadruple axel, triple toe as his combination jump in the short program.
He listened to our episode talking about how it would make no sense for him to do a quad axel in his short program. And he said, no.
I don't like to make sense. I like to make history.
I just think that's so stupid. And like, do that on your own dime.
What do you mean? No, like, I don't know what you
do
mean.
If you want to do something like that, do it in the individual event.
I know what
a
you're
risk,
saying.
Like, he doesn't need that to win this, but he could totally mess it up and just like, I mean, he hasn't gone undefeated in the short program this year, so I just do it on your own dime. Mess around and make history on your own dime.
But this is almost like if he's doing this, he has to do the long. Because if he's if he's not in first, because if he does make a mistake, because like you said, he has not been undefeated in the short program, it's like he has to.
He has to. I mean, I think it's just also kind of like insinuating where they're going with this. Like he for the U.S. to stay competitive, he has to do both short and long.
I, as a person who came up covering figure skating in the time of Nathan Chen, I don't believe planned program content from the boys who do a lot of quads. They decide the day of
That's
how they're
fair.
Feeling. They decide on the warm-up how they're feeling, and then they do what is going to feel right. That is just how it goes. So, like, maybe he'll do the quad axle combination, but I would not be surprised at all if he sort of like warms up and is like, I'm gonna do a quad lutz and like just does that instead. Like, I just won't.
Yeah.
I always take planned programs from people like them with a very large grain of salt.
No. Yes.
I mean, he's going to do what he feels best on that day. I think that's what he's really good at evaluating is, and if anyone's going to make an adjustment, like we've seen him do that at US Championships, he's fine. And I think that's a great point to bring up, Sarah. Like, it's not, nothing is written in stone.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know. Let's talk about the skating that did happen because this is a reaction episode. So the rhythm dance results, I think we all felt like we would see something that mattered in the rhythm dance of the team event that would tell us something about the individual event. Obviously, like, there's implications for the real, you know, for the team event, the real team event too. But Chalk and Bates got first.
Mm-hmm.
48 Boudry Cicerone got second. Fear Gibson got third. Gilles Poirier got fourth, and Guignard and Fabry got fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a preview for how things are going to shake out in the individual event? I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Is definitely.
But you know what?
On my mind.
I will say that I believe that this is, I believe that now that instead of it looking like the Piper and Paul scores falling down, I feel like this is more of a reason for them to like give them that bigger boost in the free dance. That was kind of my feel of that. Yeah. Of like,
maybe.
Like keep it close, but like let them win out on the end.
Right. Like the better program takes it home.
that's kind of my impression of it. It didn't feel like, it's like gotten worse. That was like my vibe.
But it didn't feel like it had gotten worse because I feel like it's kind of just in the same spot.
It didn't
get
better.
It didn't get better.
No.
I feel like it kind of plateaued, which is still bad. I don't know. I feel like we always say this is like a preview of what's to come. And I think I'm going to stand on that. Like, I do feel like this might be just like a preview of what's to come. So,
yeah.
I am
Piper and Paul's biggest fan after the Netflix documentary. I'm
newest
owning up
and
to that.
Biggest fan.
And I still, that did not change that I don't like this rhythm dance. I was like ready to be into it more than I was, and I just wasn't. I was like, oh no, it's still just not my favorite. And so once they skated, I was prepared for, okay, like, I think the British team, you know, maybe they'll come out and they'll have like a more energetic performance, and I'll be like fine with them going ahead of Piper and Paul for this program. But then when Lila and Luda skated, I was like, the skating is simply not as good. It's just not as good. And I didn't find myself feeling like that. I still felt like, you know, mid program material and all, I thought Piper and Paul, you know, should be scoring higher, you know? So that's just my assessment of it. And I'm sure, I don't know, we may not all feel the same way about it.
No, I agree with you.
I'm saying this as somebody who, like, as a spiritual advisor, looked at the results today because I did not watch them. So I'm telling you totally based on, like, vibes
what,
and
the numbers you saw.
Yeah, what the tea
the
leaves
numbers
said.
That you saw, yeah.
What are you feeling, the, like, the vibes are of a 91 for Maddie and Evan?
I would say the vibes are higher than I thought they'd be.
Yeah. The vibes are high.
The vibes are high.
Now, Guillaume made some sort of error in the twizzles. Is that correct?
I was watching at 4 a.m., so I was witnessing it.
That was
but
an
not
error
processing
on your
it.
Part.
Yeah, that was Ashley's error. Not that okay. I can remember.
So it was like two solid performances from the French and from Chalk and Bates. And Chalk and Bates went ahead by, what, 3 points?
Not even, like a little more than 1 point.
Okay.
A little over 1 point.
I'm giving them extra points.
You are. And extra mistakes.
The French felt to me like a little bit flat.
Did you?
Yeah. I felt like I told this to Sarah and she's like, well, you were watching at 4 a.m. Are you sure it wasn't you? And I said, Rue.
I didn't say it like that.
First of all, fuck you.
I did not say it like that.
Fuck yourself. No, you said it in a much kinder way. You said, first of all, are you sure it wasn't you? But I felt like they just didn't.
That classic Sarah delivery.
I'm just being lied about to my face in front of the world.
Yeah, it didn't feel as like zhuzhed up as high energy as I felt like I had seen them before. I was speaking with someone who researches a lot of figure skating, and they said that they caught them on the TV and they're like, oh, it's practice, because that's just kind of like the level of energy they looked like they were skating up to. And then they were like, oh my God, no, it's the competition.
Okay. So
I think that kind of sums it up.
Yeah. I definitely think you could see some competition, like first day of the Olympics nerves from the dancers being like maybe a little bit slower than they normally are. I did feel like the French team was a little slower than I expected them to be. I think, you know, some of the other top teams were just a bit slow too, like slower than they are in practice. So I think you could feel that. I think we saw that in the women's event too. Like, girls were kind of tight on some of their jumps and stuff. Like, we saw a little of those nerves come out. So, Sui and Han in the pairs. I'm just segueing. I'm stream of consciousness. But
no,
it's, I really, did they need to do this?
I mean, ask the government.
Right.
Don't ask them.
Reform the ISU.
Reform the People's Republic of China.
I know. It was a tough watch because you already, well, the feed that I was watching showed a highlight of their gold medal winning free skate beforehand. And so you're seeing them in like top, peak form. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to this short program. And not that they're like out of shape. It's just they're so hurt.
Yes.
And so you just, you're watching a different, almost a different athlete out on that ice. And it's just, it's hard to watch because there's such great athletes in the sport that you want to see them, you know, shine to their best ability. And you can just tell that their bodies are not holding up the way they need to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't think I've ever seen her fall on a throw, at least none that come to mind. Usually that's one of their solid elements. You know that she's in pain.
I know. And the commentary had like just mentioned how she's skating with the labral tear and like how it's really, you know, high risk for her on this. And then she falls and she falls hard. And you just like, as someone with a labral tear, I'm watching that and like I can feel it in my body. It's awful what she's having to push through right now.
On a happier note, someone who also is injured, Sarah Conti and Nicolò Macchi had one of the, like an incredible skate.
God.
They were so great. And the crowd was so, so loud for all the Italians all day. But like Conti and Macchi, I feel like was the one that made the biggest impression on me because I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
They were amazing. Then the Georgians went right after them in the pairs, even better. So clean.
Her hair the blackest it's ever been.
So good. And then the Japanese pair team went right after them. Unreal. Like the Japanese pair was unreal today. They were so good. Yeah. That's like
they were so good.
Olympic champion skating.
Oh, I completely agree.
From your lips to God's ear.
From your lips to their legs.
From like, your lips was... to Andre Bocelli on fire.
That is the funniest thing.
It was a split second.
They're going to set him on fire.
I was like, oh my God. And it was just like, it was a split second. And I immediately, like, it was just like a thought that like came and went. It was like, they're going to set him on fire.
I see how you got there. I see how you got there.
He was all in black. It was just like, that's a flame retardant suit.
That's a beautifully tailored flame retardant suit.
Yeah. He's covered in petrol. Like, it's just...
You're right.
Octane right. 87. Like...
It's Kevlar.
Now, Adam, you did catch the women's event today, correct?
Yes, I did. I did catch the women. Would you like me to give my...
Period.
I did catch the women. For me, personally, the performance of the event was... Lara Naki Gutman.
Mm-hmm.
That was the program of the event. Hell those were the biggest, cleanest jumps. Sarah, you mentioned that we saw some of those like tight landings for a second, and she had that like 1 second of like balance checking on that triple Lutz, but immediately the edge softened out. And she was just, I just was like beaming with pride, just thinking of like, this weird girl who ended up chest down on the ice 2 or 3 seasons ago.
Yeah.
And here she is. She's improved like leaps
so much.
Like it's unbelievable.
It's crazy. I remember watching her and being like, all right, she's going to be one of those like skaters that lives in the middle. And like had accepted that. Like that's kind of where she's going to be. And then she is just skyrocketed into this mix.
Yes.
And not only that, but is like doing it and still staying true to her weirdo self. But that comes with pressure. And she got a lot of pressure put on her really fast. And she's been navigating it so gracefully. I'm just impressed with her by far.
Yeah. And my impression of Cowrie was that she got the job done today. And I could just tell that like at the emotional level, she can... She's giving me chills in the way that she's skating in a way she's never done for me before. Mm-hmm. I've always felt her to be reserved. And I really felt like she was being reserved on purpose because she knows it's a long competition and she just needed to go and get the job done. And my last take of like of Alyssa Liu was that she had a lot of adrenaline pumping and she was fighting herself. I could just feel the like foot grabbing on the ice on that triple flip. I felt it even more on the double axel. And when she did that Lutz loop, sometimes when you do these combination jumps, Ashley, you can probably attest to this, that like if you just need to do a triple Lutz or a triple flip, you do it, you do a big, nice, beautiful one. But when you do it in combo nation, as they call it.
In the, that combo nation.
I actually marched for the combo nation tonight.
Hey, combo nation, what's
and the flag bearer for combo nation was Andrea Bocelli.
On fire.
And I could just tell that like you basically you might when you tap to do like a normal jump that's like on its own, you want to make it as big and beautiful as possible.
Yeah. They feel different.
Yes. And when you're doing it in combination, sometimes you'll do the jump a little smaller in an effort to get more of a glide on the landing. And
well, and come down with more of a guarantee of control.
Exactly. Thank you. And I could tell that Alyssa did that on the Lutz because it felt really small. And it just felt like, I mean, she made it through like good, really good for her. And
yeah, but she went to work.
Yeah. But, and these were kind of like mistakes that I feel like only another skater would like notice of like,
it wasn't that it was bad.
No, she did an excellent job of hiding these like, oh, you can tell that she's like needs another minute out there.
Yeah. I think that's a good take.
Yeah.
It looked like she was trying to not like jump out of her boots.
Yes, but she's so in tune with herself, even when she's a little off tune, that she was able to figure it out. You know,
yeah, because she's Miss Reliable.
Hats off.
She got her job done. Hats off to her for sure.
So she got second behind Kaori Sakamoto. I don't know if we said that.
No.
I do also want to mention Madeline Skizis, Canada. Ashley Wagner 2014 Sochi team event homage as she sat in the team box mad about her score.
Well, my favorite thing, so I posted about this on Instagram and tagged her because she's now my biological daughter.
Yes.
Like it's the fate has been sealed. I'll claim her. And she responded to me and she's like, I just couldn't keep it in. I'm like, okay, diva.
Sound familiar? Oh,
we know. Yeah. And I just said, never change. And I hope she doesn't.
No, it's, you've got, like, listen, you're going to bottle it up or you're just going to get it out. Whatever. She already said that she wasn't going, like, she was going to let somebody else go to the Olympics over her dead body. She's allowed to make a face.
Like, are we surprised that this happened?
Yeah, same person who also said Canadian Nationals was a waste of her time.
Yeah.
Because no one was there.
Yeah. People who are responding to this in a way where they're like, oh, that's so surprised coming from her. Or like, how bratty is this?
Yeah, it's
like,
I'm not surprised.
You know? Not that she's a brat. I'm not saying that. But it's like, do you know who you're talking about?
Yeah.
This girl is legendary.
Yeah. No.
It's not bratty. She's just honest. She speaks her mind.
Yes.
Well, it's because she's a female athlete. Let's be honest. So
it's because she's under 5 feet tall.
Well, that doesn't help her either. It's because she stole a dress.
It's because she's a thief.
Yeah, a felon.
Shout out to thieves everywhere.
Yeah. Hey.
Gubanova as well. The quote. So if anybody who was at the World Championships knows that the skaters gave a quote that showed up on the Jumbotron. And I was not in the arena, but somebody did tell me today that the quote that Gubanova had was, Bollywood, let's dance.
Oh, my God.
Love it.
Here's the thing.
I love her.
She's not doubled down, not tripled down, but like quadrupled down on, appropriator's going to appropriate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to appreciate it.
And you're gonna dance,
Bollywood. Let's
Bollywood,
dance.
Let's dance.
Do you think she's been to India more or Georgia more?
India,
no question. No question.
Yeah. That's not a question. She's been to India.
And I think her performance of that choreography in the short program proves it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I was watching with some of my co-hosts and they're watching the Georgians. I'm trying to point out that the black spray paint on the Georgians. Mm-hmm. And you see Gubanova like dip down and her bindi is up there. And I just hear one of them go, oh. And I said, welcome to figure skating.
Yeah, she's one of ours.
Yeah, we claim her.
So is there any other reaction feelings that you guys want to get out right now? Be honest. Be open.
You have one. Do you have one?
I feel like Sarah has one bubbling. That's a question that somebody... You don't.
Yeah, you don't want us to ask you this question?
No, I actually did not have anything. I was ready to segue us, but sometimes what I do is I start to segue and you go, wait, I have one more thing. So I thought I'll ask.
Oh, no, no. You're giving us a last minute chance.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm asking.
No, I mean, my main takeaway, I think my favorite of the day was the Japanese pairs. They're my favorite.
I was really taken with the Georgian pair today. I'm really, really taken with Metelka Navratilova. Like, not that I wasn't taken with Miura Kihara. Of course I was. I think, like, the Georgians felt like I've seen the Japanese team skate as well as they skated. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the Georgians skated probably better than I've ever seen them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. I know what my main takeaway was. On the broadcast, they said that Metelkina has expressed that she refuses to retire until she has Olympic gold.
Great.
Who does that
Welcome
remind
back,
you of?
Aliona Savchenko.
Exactly. Hello, Aliona. I'm so glad you could join us.
The
again.
Thing I
famous German.
Yes. Yeah. The thing I love about the Olympics is that I think these athletes feel a lot of pressure to become like social media gurus during this time.
Yeah,
but in an effort, we get to know a lot of them a little bit better because they are sharing like unboxings and things like that. And
totally.
I think because of the Olympics, like Metelkina is posting these videos, these ASMR spa in the background.
I still haven't seen it.
And I just am like, she's adorable. She is so charming.
I'm charmed by her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she'll never,
any
she won't retire.
Update? On your god plant?
No update. I am still waiting for...
Grand plant.
My grand plant.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. I'm getting really mixed up in like who's biologically related to who.
Yeah.
Who's godparents to who.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, are you a grand godparent? A god grandparent?
This is a grandparent because this is her, Isabeau's child.
Yeah.
But
so
can your grandparent be your
child.
Godparent?
I guess in theory, but that's not typical.
Yeah. Okay. Back to being a religious podcast.
It always goes back to God. All
we
the
never
glory.
Stray far.
And so I'm still waiting for the part two, the christening.
Right. As we all
stay
are.
Tuned. Stay tuned for the christening.
Also, Adam, you didn't get to see this, but Isabel Levito's face was the number one face that we saw in the opening ceremonies coverage. She was like the athlete that they were blasted
They just kept showing
to.
Her watching.
Her and Anthony Ponomarenko.
Yeah, two
really?
People who were part of the christening.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that she didn't try to FaceTime me again.
Well,
I'll have a bone to pick with my girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call up your grandchild. God, that's not it. Daughter.
That's my daughter.
I need a family tree.
You adopted Maddie Skeezes today.
I did.
You made it official. Actually, not to kind of call her out, but I will. I don't care. Fuck her. Maddie Skeezes did ask. She ran into Michelle Ellis and she asked for a smoker's rights pin. So I just want everyone to know that not only was she mad about her marks, she's mad that smokers can't smoke indoors too.
Good. She's on the right side of her story.
Yeah. And she's
are we getting her a button?
We absolutely are. It's on the first train to Toronto.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm going to wrap it now, which is cool. That tomorrow is the men's short program, which we already talked about. Can't wait to see that. And that will determine who makes the cut. And then immediately after that's over, an hour later, will be the free dance with five teams skating. I think my opinion is that the U.S. needs to leave Chalk and Bates in for this, and they need to leave Ilya in for both programs. I think we all said that, or we talked about that possibility before. With it being 2 points apart now, I'm like, you gotta. It's so it's close.
There's no wiggle room.
No, there's no wiggle
room. You
need
every point you can get.
There is no wiggle room, and there is, I mean, we've talked about it before, but we just need to see like where we stand at the end of tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But at this point, the Japanese are not going to give the Americans a fucking inch.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Nope.
And so you can't give them one back.
Easily. They could easily come away with the gold medal. Because they've made it through like the hardest part for them, which is the short dance. Like that's the weakest part of the event, and they're not going to get any lower than fifth in the free dance.
Yeah, yeah. So we're not.
And so they're not. There is absolutely no room for error for the Americans. Because even if we just think of who possibly could be in that men's event, even if we're talking and like this is like if Andrew Torgashev, let's assume that he would be like that second man. There are just like if everyone skates well,
they can't.
It would just put the Americans at a disadvantage. Nothing to say bad about Andrew or his skating. It's just the level of the men.
You need the guarantee. You need the guaranteed points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
I can't wait.
That
for
was day
tomorrow.
One. I can't believe we're day one done.
I know.
Day one done.
I can't believe they didn't set Andre Bocelli on fire, and I'm really mad about it.
There's still time. It
could be
in the closet.
We have 2 weeks to go.
You could be on fire right now.
Yeah, you just.
Happy Olympics, everyone. That's a opening ceremony, team event day one in the books.
That's a wrap.
Yeah. That is a wrap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what accent are we doing with that is a wrap?
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Hi, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, everyone.
Ciao.
Ciao.